Like to call to order the October 28th, 2024 regular council meeting. If you'd all please join us for a silent invocation and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. So next on our agenda is citizen input. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the council? Eric, you need to stand to the podium and give us your name and address.
I'm Erica, and my address at my house is 2076 West Blueberry Flats, but then I also have a business in town, Ironworks, and I oppose the annexation. And I am also surprised in the tourism budget, there is nothing in there for EV chargers, which brings people to our community. And I'm the only one here who has EV chargers. And I get someone charging at my business every day, even when I'm not there, and they leave their cars overnight. So I think that's something we should consider doing. I'm the only one in town who can charge. And I think it's a tax, or it would be, it could raise money for the city if they decided to do it, or any other business.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Good evening. As junior civil rights activist and an ACLU Washington member, I just wanted to inform the city of Othello to be very wise when it comes to re-electing the city council. It was just sad and disappointing to see some city council members marginalizing, undervalue, and underestimating the event, the grand opening of the Hispanic Heritage event. And it's sad that I just wanted to call out is that, you know, to be very wise of people who are this culturally conditioned, threatening noise violations, projecting of what businesses are going to be affected when they don't even work at those businesses themselves. And the sad thing is that this is a city council that works for the public of the city of Othello. And you may have the right to have to disagree or agree to the event, which is fine. The only issue is that, you know, any citizens here of Othello shouldn't have to put up with that. It's ridiculous. Showing the nature of your character as a city council. And I'm not afraid to point that out. And I'm standing in front of these two right here. I'm not going to mention any names, but it's just the fact that how you acted and the rest of you on this side as well who are against it. You know, we got to understand that these women are part of our community. They provide great services, outstanding services through the eastern state of Washington. They shouldn't have to be going through this. No one should. So for the city of Othello, think very hard who you reelect in this upcoming city council, of those council members who are wanting to run again. And just to be very mindful of that, because no one should have to go through that. It's very ridiculous. And it's embarrassing for the city council to act that way, conduct themselves in that way. Very pathetic. Thank you.
I have something to say.
Go for it.
So when I took this position, I took this position for the better of the city of Othello. And what you said in that letter was, I don't appreciate that just because I'm a Hispanic doesn't mean I have to lead to a Hispanic type. That's exactly what you said in that letter. And I don't appreciate that. When I make a decision, I make it for the best, basing it on the best decision for our town, for the citizens of our town. So next time you say something, be very careful how you say it. Because I'm going to vote, once again, for the benefit of our citizens.
You're entitled to that.
Our race.
You're entitled to that. But just understand that, though. It's free speech. I don't care what your opinion is. It's still free speech.
Yeah.
Recognize that.
Exactly. That's why I just said what I said. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anybody else who has anything they would like to address the city council? Seeing none, we're going to move to item E, 1E on our agenda. That's roll call. And we have one city councilor that has asked to be excused. Danae has asked to be excused. I'm sorry. Oh, she is. I can't see her name.
Down in the right corner.
No, that's wrong, different.
That's a different.
You're talking about different Danae. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Danae has asked to be excused, and Sean also is not feeling well tonight. And I've been informed by the city clerk that we do now need to excuse the mayor, as a technical point. So. Do we have any?
I'll make a motion to excuse Councilwoman Danae Valdez and Mayor Sean Lowry.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And against? The motion passed. All right. And then we're going to move to item two on our agenda. It's approval of the agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I second.
All right. It's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? All right. And it passed. And we've got number three on our agenda is the consent agenda.
I make the motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Second.
All right. The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And against? And that also has passed. So we're down to item four, our current business. 4A is our tourism funding, and I believe Spencer is presenting.
Yeah, thank you very much. Tonight's conversation is really more of an informational one for you. Every year, as part of our budget process, we look at the tourism dollars, and these are dollars that we receive with specific restrictions. It's referred to as a special revenue or a restricted revenue. So we receive this money into its own fund, its own pot of money. And we meet with the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee to allocate these dollars out. First of all, the purpose of these dollars is to promote tourism within the city. Historically, we've been giving these dollars, most of these dollars, to different organizations in the city that have different events. And these dollars can be used for operational expenses. Rent or salary or electric bill, marketing expenses. It can't be used for capital outlay or the infrastructure expenses, but for all the operational needs of these kinds of organizations, it can be used for. To help allocate these dollars, we use the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, often called the LTAC, and this group represents one member from the City Council and payers and users of these dollars. And that committee meets, and I facilitate that meeting. But this group looked over all the applications and allocated those dollars, as you see up on the board. And the goal, the reason why we have a lodging tax advisory committee allocate the dollars and present these dollars, and then we have the city council actually adopt these specific allocations in the budget. The goal is to have the city and the interested parties working together. So with that, I have two members of the LTAC here to field any questions if you have those. If not, these are the allocations, and we'll move forward with the including this in the budget if the council is in agreement.
Does anybody have any questions?
So we'll just move forward with that then.
Okay. And then that will come back with the budget, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would include these in the larger budget document.
All right. Then we're going to move to 4B. It's the public hearing on home occupations, and I believe Anne is presenting this. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. So we're going to open the public hearing. Do we have the, sorry. Is there something else I need to read? No, I just have the agenda. Okay, so we're gonna open the public hearing at 6:12. And Anne?
Thank you. So this should be fairly familiar. You did hold a public hearing not too long ago. After that time, I reviewed the ordinance with, if you recall at that time, I asked you not to make a decision on it. You held a public hearing. There was no testimony, but I had scheduled to talk to the city attorney about it. She did have several suggestions that I reviewed with the planning commission. And so the planning commission updated their recommendation. The city attorney added or recommended looking at deliveries, adding the possibility of inspection, adding a section for enforcement, and adding how the home occupation permit would be revoked if it needed to be. So the planning commission determined that they didn't want to address deliveries. They felt like that would be difficult to track and enforce. And we all know these days, everybody gets lots of deliveries. They did add an inspection provision, not that every business would be inspected, but that if the city wanted to, there could be an inspection with 48 hours notice. The city attorney initially said 24 hours. So planning commission thought they have a little more time. And then the enforcement provisions and revocation, they are recommending those. Other item was she added a statement to make it clear that a business license is required. I think we all understood that, but it didn't actually say that. So we added that statement. All the rest of the changes were ones that we had reviewed when you held the public hearing a few weeks ago. When was that? September 9th. So I think I would just answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions?
This ordinance only pertains to businesses being conducted in a residential area, right?
Correct.
It's only a business in a home. So it's not even that broad. There's potentially could be a business in the residential zone, but this is a business in someone's home in a residential area.
Okay, then we will move to the open public testimony portion. And I will ask for if there's anybody that would like to make a statement in support hands? And if there is none, those who are neutral to the proposal, is there anybody who would like to make a statement? And I see none. And those in opposition, is there anybody? And we have none. So we will move to number four, staff response. I'm sorry.
You don't want to. You want to.
I didn't ask my question before.
Come to the podium and give your name.
Christine Rattray, 1020 South Sundance. In the prohibited occupations, you have private or nursery schools. So am I reading, thinking that's right, that you could not have daycare in your home?
Could I answer that?
Mm-hmm.
A daycare is different from a nursery school or a private school. Daycare,
how?
So they're licensed differently under the state.
Okay.
So in-home daycare licensed to the state is required to be allowed anywhere that a residential use is allowed. And that's how it has been for a long time. And this prohibition against private nursery schools is how the existing ordinance is. That's not being changed. But it's a different thing.
Okay. If you say so.
Yep.
Thank you.
We need to close the public hearing.
Okay.
And then we can move on.
It actually has staff response before the public, closing the public hearing. So do we have staff response?
So I guess the only testimony was just now, so I did respond to that. So
okay.
I have no more response.
Then we will close the public hearing at 6:17. And then council members, do you need any additional information? And So I closed the public testimony, correct? Sorry, I misspoke. I said closing the public hearing. That was closing the public testimony. Do we need any more information, any more questions from the council? Okay, then I'll close the public hearing at 6:17. And then so we are now at the motion portion.
I'll make the motion to adopt ordinance 1617 amending OMC 17.59 home occupations.
I second that.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Is there any more questions or comments? And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And against? And the motion passes. Okay, then we're going to move to item 5, our unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to come in front of the council? Hearing none. Do we have item 6 is our new business? Does anybody have any new business?
I just want to announce that next council meeting is our budget retreat meeting. So the meeting will still be at 6 as normal, but we'll have dinner at 5:30.
What are you having?
Tamales. Tamales.
Hey, any other new business? Hearing none, we're going to close the meeting at 6:19.